Welcome to the Pure Flicks Podcast, a show brought to you by PureFlicks.com. PureFlicks.com, the faith, family, and fun video streaming service. Get ready for uplifting news, scripture, movie reviews, and interviews with some of your favorite actors, authors, and pastors. Let's get started.
Hey, what's going on? It's Billy Hollowell, and welcome to the Pure Flicks Podcast. Today, we have Ben Davies on the show. You know him from movies like I'm Not Ashamed and his latest, Fearless Faith. Fearless Faith is streaming right now on Pure Flicks. Ben plays a police officer dealing with a lot of the things that law enforcement go through. It is a powerful film. Again, it's called Fearless Faith. You can stream it right now on Pure Flicks. And with no further ado, let's welcome Ben to the Pure Flicks Podcast. Ben, how's it going today?
It's going so good, man. Thank you so much for having me on.
Well, thanks for coming on. We're here to talk about your film, Fearless Faith. I love the title. And I have to start here because you portray a cop in this movie. What was that like as an actor? You're obviously not a police officer. Putting yourself in that mindset, that's a tough role to portray, I would imagine.
Well, I mean, at this point, I'm basically getting typecast as like the Christian kind of cop. So as an actor, it was super easy for me to jump back into. It was funny. Actually, I had an audition with one of the Kendrick brothers while I was on set for this, and I was wearing a cop uniform again, and they're like, Ben, you really don't have to try this hard. Okay? We know, we worked with you before, like, you know, you're fine. So from an acting perspective,
you have played cops actually a number of times though, so it is interesting. I guess the broader question, how did you get in that mindset? Being a cop and being an actor seem like polar opposite things, and I know good actors can do anything, but how did you get yourself motivated to sort of, you know, put yourself in those hard moments that I know you portray in this movie?
A lot of the aspects and kind of personality traits that you want to have in a great cop are things that I always try to aspire to be, like I always wanted to be growing up, to be that heroic person that would dive into the line of fire to go save someone. So from that aspect and from that perspective, it was great for me. Like, it was something I always dreamed of doing as a kid. You know, you always want to be able to have the opportunity to rescue the person and to run into the building and be that hero. So to be able to portray that on screen is just a childhood dream come true for me to be able to do that. However, in this political climate and in the culture that we're in today, that career and that job is something that is incredibly difficult for the people in the real world to carry out and live out. And even when I came to set, this was kind of as some of the political questions going around the country were really taking hold, and a lot of protest and a lot of angry people and a lot of defund the police department and a lot of negativity and degrading comments towards the departments were going on nationally. And so it was a really difficult situation to dive into. However, we did see the tremendous outpour from the community and the people, the local police departments that wanted to be a part of a project like this, because they knew it was very, very important for people to get a glimpse, you know, into the real world of what it's like to be a police officer. And that's really what this movie focused on. It focused on these people who put themselves in harm's way every single day to protect others. And so I felt a big responsibility to try to walk that out in a convincing and entertaining and a really compelling way. And I was thrilled that the script had some great scenes and some great moments in it that I hope the audience will be able to latch onto and kind of understand what cops go through on a daily basis.
Yeah, and bringing that to life for people, because most people don't know what it's like to be a police officer, the complex situations you might find yourself in. Talk a little bit about your specific character, Shep. What is he like? You know, could you relate to him at all? I'm sort of curious, not just on the cop aspect, but who he was and what it was like coming into that role.
Well, Shep is dealing with things in his life that so many people today, especially in our society, wrestle with. I mean, you turn on the news, you check your social media feed, you know, you hear about friends and their kids and their loved ones going through a horrible time, and it's very easy to go down a nihilistic path of, man, there's just so much evil in the world. Like, what is the point? Like, why not just lean into this? Why not give up? Why not lose hope? All these different things. And that's in, you know, a typical civilian's life. Now, crank that up to 20, and if you're a police officer and you don't get called to go to the local barbecue, you're getting called when some woman is getting, you know, beaten up by her husband for the 20th time. The kids are screaming, and then they start both fighting with the door. I mean, you're dealing with the worst parts of society on a daily, daily basis. And so my character, Shep, in the movie is wrestling with those questions. I mean, is there really a God? Is there any purpose to any of this? Like, what is the point? And he kind of dives into himself. Well, it's just like, I just got to do, it's all about me. I got to do the best job I can and kind of take the emotions out of it. And I think that he really shuts himself off from any type of relationships other than Colton's, like the one relationship in the movie that he holds on to. And you get to see, I mean, what Koss would have to deal with and how easy it would be for someone like Shep, my character, to fall into that mentality.
Yeah. Well, and it's interesting too, because you are in a fascinating field as an actor. You know, there's a lot of jobs actors can show up to. They can do their job and go home. It's just a job. But all the movies you've been in, they have deeper meaning. And Fearless Faith is one of those movies that has that deeper meaning. It gets people thinking deeper. It gets the public thinking deeper when they watch it. But as an actor for you, what was something that you walked away with at the end of filming this where you sort of said, wow, that really challenged me, or I really learned something from that? Maybe it was unexpected. I'm just curious to hear, because we never get to from the actors, you know, what that reflection is for you.
Well, with this script, like I said off the top, I was really excited that there were some scenes that were extremely compelling. As an actor, that's what you want to dive into. That's what you want to delve into. And I know a lot of people that I've worked with, they'll have a difficult scene or a difficult project or a character that is traumatic or deals with these big situations. And it is really hard for them to deal with. Personally, I don't know if it's just me being wired different, but I like those the best because I like to have a small taste of this extraordinary situation just so I could feel that for a moment, then hopefully on screen people can get a glimpse of it. So I really enjoyed all that. The one thing about this script that stood out to me the most was the director, Kevin Rushing. He was a former police officer, and so all these scenes that I was so excited and was, you know, thrilled to be a part of, each one of the scenes from the movie were taken from actual situations on the force. So as you're going through these different scenes, yeah, with the different, you know, if you've seen the movie, the interactions with the trailer park people, those were real, based on real people and real conversations and a real ending to the situation with that. And every single situation we dive into, as far as like jumping in the river, those different scenes and the boat, I don't want to give away too much, but all those scenes were reenactments of situations and being based on those. So yeah, I took a lot of weight home with me knowing that this is not, like I said, this is what people would deal with on a daily basis. You know, you hear about these situations in the news that are blown up to the nth degree that start campaigns and hashtags because it's a man bites dog situation. You know, some extraordinary circumstance was a really, you know, bad just situation in general, and it's a difficult situation and it's really complicated. But these heroic or difficult or, you know, burdensome situations that cops go through on a daily basis happen all the time. And people forget the people's lives that are saved and these, you know, the incredible heroism that you see and the sacrifice that is made by these people wearing these uniforms. It really put much more of a face and a heart to it, knowing that, you know, these were real scenes with real people with real world implications to them.
Well, yeah, that changes everything when you have something that you know actually happened, right? It gives you, I would imagine, as an actor, a framing, too, of this is how it happened, and you can kind of bring your own skill into telling that. But yeah, it's real life. It's not just this conjured up situation. That's really interesting. Yeah. And you've been in other films, obviously, you know, that have dealt with real life topics. And so, you know, that as an actor, I would imagine, is rewarding. But in general, as somebody who has been in this space, telling stories through the faith and family-friendly space, what is most rewarding about that genre? Again, you know, you could take any job. You could do any job that's out there. I know there are some jobs you probably wouldn't take. But the point is there's a deeper meaning to these projects. So reflect on that a little bit for us because, you know, we've seen you in so many of these roles.
Yeah, you're right. There are definitely some jobs that I will take. And there's been some fights with agents and managers of, I don't know, Ben, can you just look the other way on this one? Like, why don't you just go and see? You know, maybe, you know, you don't know if you're going to get it yet. Just go test the waters or whatever. But I enjoy it more because I believe in what it's saying. You know, it's great to have a job and to like be able to pour yourself into something and delve into it when you get into a script and the scenes and the director and that camaraderie in that situation. It's a lot of fun. But when you really believe in something and when you believe in the message, and I feel like there's an eternal reward to it, I mean, that does take it to another level. That's one of the reasons why I love the Christian genre so much, I know a lot of people, you know, especially some certain friends of mine in the industry, they kind of like turn their nose up to Christian movies or whatever, but those messages resonate with people for a reason. I mean, there's a reason why each one of these movies, when they come out, they have a shelf life that is unbelievable, because these stories a lot of times are eternal in what they're talking about, and the movie will make its way around the world, and people will use Google Translate to send a message or an email or, you know, a DM or something thanking you for being a part of the project. And that is such a rewarding experience to be a part of, and I'm really fortunate that I'm able to do that.
Yeah, and I mean, you've been a part of some really interesting projects. Another one would be Vindication. Now, when you were a part of that, it was a short film, correct? Before it became a series.
Yeah.
Am I correct on that?
Okay. Oh, sorry.
Briefly, I was like, I think that's what – and so you're in episode one technically, and now I'm sure watching that, it's been kind of interesting to see this – blow up into a popular series.
Yeah, I mean, I'm extremely happy to Jared and the whole team that now they've been able to ride this great wave and give people the series that entertains them, that they also believe in, because everyone loves those Law and Order, like all the, you know, the CSI kind of stories and series, and they finally they landed one with a Christian heartbeat to it, which is fantastic. And yeah, I signed on to do the project right after I did a movie called I'm Not Ashamed, which was the story of Columbine, and originally it was just a short film, but I saw the script and I was like, oh man, I get to cry, I get to fight with my wife, I get to do all these crazy things. And it was a really intense 3-day shoot, and I'm like, yeah, I don't know why would I turn something like this down? This is gonna be a really great experience. And then I'm just really bummed at Jared that he didn't restart the series to include me, since, you know, I was in the first one, because they had to take it in a different direction because my character is basically like a one-off. But I am really happy with their success and what they've been able to do, because I really love the team down there. I like Todd Terry a lot. Like, we worked on some other projects together. Emma L, she's been in a bunch of projects. Rachel Hendricks, TC Stallings. I feel like everyone, it's like a fraternity down there. All the people that I've worked with have been friends with. So I would like to be on set just to hang out with everyone again. But yeah, I'm hoping that maybe my character gets to come back at some point.
Wasn't Todd Terry also in Fearless Faith?
He was, yeah. He was our police chief, I believe.
So,
you know, I think he was. He left from that set to go shoot Vindication again while we're on set. And yeah, it was great to...
You guys are just like both the cop guys. I mean, you're the cop guys who get these repeated roles as police officers for a reason. You're really good at it. But I want to go back to something you said. You know, you were talking a little bit ago about, you know, how you could take any role, and there's certain roles that maybe agents have argued with you to say, look the other way. You know, when you came into this industry, a lot of people, they come in, they find success, even if they start on the faith side, you know, they may eventually bend the rules and take those roles they never would have taken before, or say, you know what, I am going to look the other way. What has kept you saying, you know what, no, I'm not going to look the other way. I'm going to honor my commitment to God and my commitment to morals. What for you has sort of kept you rooted in that?
Yeah, I don't know. It's hard to say, you know, what worked for me, or compare myself to other people that I know are, you know, have a strong faith, that I've talked to about their walk with Christ before they do some of the other movies. I think, because I have done secular content, like the Matchbreaker with on Netflix with Christina Grimmie was just a romantic comedy, but it was a good story and I didn't have to compromise my morals to tell it, even though at the end there's not a conversion scene or something. That wasn't something that I was opposed to. So I'm not sure what it... I think it's just praying through it and feeling if God kind of gives me a nudge in that direction, if it's a project that I should look more into. And I haven't had, fortunately, I haven't had any roles where I was should I take this? Like, I've been at least selective enough before the read. A lot of times I ask to read the script first and get a breakdown from my agents to make sure that I'm not going to get in a situation like, oh no, I didn't know it had this, and now I have a big question, I already committed to it, something like that. But I will say, this is a topic that I talk to a lot with my Christian acting friends is, you know, where should the law be drawn? Because, you know, in different denominations, multiple things would be beyond the pale, depending on what your denomination is and your interpretation of the Bible. So it's a tough thing. But I remember being on a set called Virtuous, which was a Christian movie shot in Atlanta. And I love hanging out with the extras on set because everyone comes in from all over the place. Everyone's really passionate about film and entertainment. So you get these great stories. And they were going on and on and on about just bashing these people that were doing these secular projects. And this one girl was kind of quiet. And I asked her, hey, you know, where did you come in from? She said, oh, New Orleans. And I asked her what project she was working on. And she said, The Originals. Now, if you know what the originals are, it's a vampire witch CW drama that's very kind of occultic the way that it's presented. And I was like, well, what was that like? And she's like, well, it was actually pretty great because I was down there. And, you know, as I got to know people, they started coming up to me and asked me, like, why I was different. She was actually the body double for one of the lead girls. So she was always with the main actors and stuff. And she was just, oh, well, you know, I'm a Christian. I go to this church or whatever. And after a couple of weeks, people started to be like, hey, can I come check that out? Can I go be a part of that? And so this one girl who would have been excoriated for saying she was doing that was doing more for the kingdom than all these people that were being self-righteous, patting themselves in the back in a room. So it's kind of hard for me to God will sometimes put you in situations to be a light. And, you know, some people are going to criticize you for it. Some people are going to, you know, turn their nose up to you at those decisions. But I think a lot of times that's going to be between you and God and also what your intention is. I mean, I think she was going in there to try to be a light anyway. If you were, you could use Christianity as an excuse me to do certain things, but it seemed like she was going in there to be a light, and she was successful. And I was pretty happy to hear that story from her.
Yeah, and it's conviction, you know, the conviction you feel too when you pray and you take it to the Lord. It's one thing never to take it to the Lord. It's another thing to take it to God and walk away with a feeling on it, right? And that's what we should be doing with every decision we make in life. And it seems like in your career, you have made those good and right decisions based on taking it to God. For you, at the end of the day, when all is said and done, whether or not you do 20 more movies or 100 more movies or 5 TV shows, whatever it is, what for you is success? At the end of the day, in 50 years, when you're an old man and you're looking back on your career, how would you define a successful career?
Man, that's tough. I've never thought about like the legacy necessarily. I do know that film is forever, and I definitely want to be a part of projects that when people see them, their lives are changed, and they can always go back to these and share them with friends and families and say, hey, you know, this made me ask some questions, or this answered some questions that I've always had. You've got to go check this out. Or this movie impacted me and changed my life in an extraordinary way. To be at the end of my life and know that people are still going back and experiencing those things and feeling a little bit of what I felt on set or what I was praying I was able to convey on camera, that would be a life well lived.
Well, listen, Ben, as always, it was great talking with you. The movie is Fearless Faith. People can check it out right now on PureFlix. Thanks for your time.
Thank you so much for having me.
Did you know you can access thousands of entertaining and inspiring faith and family-friendly TV shows, movies, and original series? It's simple. Just log on to PureFlix.com right now to start your free trial. From kids' content to some of the most uplifting films, we've got your entire family covered. Sign up today.
That's all for today's PureFlix podcast. That was Ben Davies, star of Fearless Faith. Check the movie out along with thousands of other TV shows, movies, and original series all over at PureFlix.com and PureFlix today. We'll see you soon.
That's all for today's podcast. You can follow PureFlix on Facebook at facebook.com/PureFlix and on Twitter at PureFlix. And be sure to log on today to PureFlix.com for thousands of faith and family-friendly movies and TV shows. Thanks for listening to the PureFlix podcast.